Okay, Allie, ready? 1 foot at a time.
Wait a minute. You told me all I had to do was put on the stupid skates. Now you're telling me I have to move? You're never satisfied.
Allie, you look ridiculous.
Thank you.
What's the big deal?
Broken bones hurt more than injured pride. I would rather stand here safely than risk doing serious damage to myself. You want to skate? Skate.
Oh, for crying out loud, Allie. There's nothing to it. Kids do it.
Kids also move their lips when they read and eat bugs.
So, what are you going to do? Just stand here holding hands with that statue?
If need be, yes.
Okay, go ahead. Be the biggest stick in the mud in the whole world. See if I can...
Bring me a hot dog! Finished with the cabinets?
Oh, Allie, look what I found. My old diets. The ice cream diet.
Oh, I remember that one. That one's delicious.
The drinking man's diet?
You were on the drinking man's diet?
Just to be sociable.
Timmy's not home.
Oh, what about Dwight?
He's sick.
What about Kenny?
His father gets him on Saturdays. I'll just stay here and play with you.
Oh, sweetie, you can't play with us. It's spring cleaning day.
Isn't it amazing how often spring comes to this apartment?
I know how to clean.
Oh, great. Why don't you empty that silverware tray so your mother can sterilize it?
Chip, you can use your other hand.
Okay.
No, Chip. I meant you can use both hands.
Okay.
Chip, why don't you go upstairs and play with Jenny and Emma?
But they always call me stupid.
Well, go upstairs and show them that you're not stupid.
I guess it's better than cleaning.
Better than cleaning? Why? What could be better than cleaning? Let the sailor have the wind through his hair. Let the horseman have the pounding of the hooves. Give me a Saturday morning, a heavy-duty cleanser, and a rubber glove.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
This is gonna look so cool.
Let me see.
Okay. There, too brassy? Yeah, perfect.
Yeah!
Hi, you guys.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
It wouldn't interest you, Chip.
Yes, it would.
We're putting makeup on.
I like makeup.
You're not supposed to like makeup.
I can try to like it.
It's not good for you to like it.
How come?
Never mind. Go away. Let me try that purple.
Yeah, it's great. Let's
see. The sun is 27 million degrees inside its core.
That's very hot, thank you. Goodbye.
Do you know how hot that is?
Chip, we really... How hot is it, Chip?
If you had an ice bridge 2 miles thick that went all the way from the Earth to the sun would melt it in 1 second.
Very interesting. Goodbye.
Do you want to know how cold Pluto is?
No!
400 degrees below zero.
Chip, why don't you go to the planetarium?
I have no one to take me.
Chip, will you just get out of here?
But I'm not acting stupid.
Stupid is in the eye of the beholder. Go away!
If I'm so stupid, how come I'm the only one who knows anything about outer space?
Because that's where you're from.
Mom, I knew they wouldn't. Mom, can't even play down here.
Nice try, Chip.
Since when do we play with knives?
Boy, I could be dead and you wouldn't even care.
That was pretty realistic. When Emma did it, she used mustard.
Someday I'll really be dead and you'll just let me lie there for weeks.
No, I won't. I'll send you to school with a note that says, please excuse my son, he's feeling a little dead today.
My own mother doesn't even care. Maybe you're not really my mother.
Oh, hey, now you have something to do. You can go upstairs and wash the ketchup off your shirt.
Then what'll I do?
Oh, then you can contribute to the cause by playing pick up clothes.
Clean my room?
That's a great idea.
I won't.
Chip, you are annoying and rapidly becoming obnoxious.
I want to be obnoxious.
Then go upstairs and be obnoxious by yourself.
Good. I'm going to play the radio as loud as I can.
Don't try it, Chip. You escalate this conflict and you're going to be in big trouble. This is your mother speaking, the Wicked Witch.
Okay, Wicked Witch, get on your electric broom and hit the closet.
Chip, have you washed that shirt?
Yes. And the mad doctor starts his formula. First, the green goop. Next, the bat blood for Martian stew. Feverishly, knowing he shall soon rule the world because he has the atomic powder!
I guess I do, Chip, for the moment.
You are sentenced to solitary confinement. You are not to talk to anyone. You are to stay in your room until I come get you.
When's that gonna be, in a year?
That's looking on the bright side. What do you think he put in there?
What's the difference?
It's sparkling. Maybe he could use it on the tub.
Thank you.
Chip is just testing you.
Yeah, he's testing and I'm failing.
Yeah, all children test their parents.
Why can't it be the way it was before the divorce? It used to be when Chip was bad, I'd put him in a corner. Now I don't know whether I should put him in analysis. You're supposed to be cleaning the refrigerator.
I am, one snack at a time. Emma was 4 years old when I got divorced from Max.
Yeah. Oh.
That whole winter, she wouldn't wear pants. Then on the coldest day of the year, I wrestled these pants on her, and the whole time I was doing it, she was screaming, "No, no, if I wear pants, Daddy will never come home again."
Why?
I finally figured it out. She had overheard me and Max having an argument. It was a time when I was working and Max couldn't get arrested, and Max said something like, "I can't live in a household where the woman wears the pants."
Emma heard. I need a gherkin.
I'll get it. We thought she was sleeping.
They never sleep when you argue.
Took us a long time to explain to her that that was just a figure of speech. You don't want a gherkin.
I wonder.
No, trust me, there's a whole other world living in this jar.
No, 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 no. I wonder about the pants. I wonder if anybody's done a study about women wearing pants and the divorce rate. When did women really start wearing pants? What, the 50s? And that's when the divorce rate started going up. Emma may have hit on something there.
Anyway, you never know what's going on inside their minds.
True.
Quick, Mom, you have to come up to my room.
You are not here. You are in your room.
I saw this man outside my window.
You are in your room in solitary confinement.
He gave a lady some shoes, and then she lied down, and he killed her.
Because if you are here, your punishment is going to be doubled.
I saw him holding a dagger.
Oh, the last dagger I saw had ketchup all over it.
What are you doing?
Calling 911.
Oh, no, you are not. You are going upstairs. You are to stop pretending to be a peeping Tom, and you are to stop making a nuisance of yourself.
But I really saw.
You are to stop pretending things.
I'm not.
What about lying on the table, pretending to be stabbed?
But this...
What about throwing 50 different kinds of medicine in the toilet and pretending you didn't do it?
There were only three kinds.
Ask him what they were.
One more word, Chip, and I am going to come up with a punishment that is going to be fit for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Of all the empty threats, and I personally have made quite a few, that was by far, without a doubt, the emptiest.
I can't use my old standby anymore.
Which was?
Wait till your father gets home.
Can I look yet?
Not yet. There.
Too old?
Yeah, perfect.
Ooh. I need a favor.
We're not playing with him.
What?
We're not playing with him.
Oh, no, don't think of it as playing with him. Think of it as saving his life.
Why doesn't he play with his own friends like normal people?
Well, his friends are busy.
I'll bet. Why can't he just play by himself?
8-year-olds are not known for being terrific self-amusers. They have a tendency to get into
trouble.
Yeah.
I know.
I can't play with him. And think of how bad it would be if you two didn't have each other.
Well, why couldn't he have a brother or something?
Short-sightedness on my part.
Why couldn't Kate have another kid?
Short-sightedness on her part.
One weekend to ourselves, that's all we ask.
Oh, but you'll be doing a good deed. I'll pay. $2.50 an hour?
You don't have to pay us, Allie.
You may not want the money, but he's my brother. I'll take it.
What a girl.
Hi, Chip.
Hi,
what's up?
Get out.
Okay. Hey, Chip, we came in to hang out with you.
I'm busy.
Don't you want to have some fun?
I'm having fun.
Doing what?
Watching a murder.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Where's the murder over there?
You don't believe me, so why don't you go back to your dumb makeup?
We're finished with our dumb makeup. Is that the window right across?
The one with the dead body.
What dead body?
With the high heels on.
She's sleeping.
Then how come she didn't move the whole time I've been watching?
Lots of people sleep without moving.
Then how come I saw the man wipe the blood off the dagger?
Is that the truth?
He's coming back. Look for yourself.
Hey, wait, there is a man. He's going to the lady.
What?
No, she can't be sleeping. He took her shoes off and she hasn't moved a muscle.
Here, let me see.
No, let me see.
It's my turn.
It's my murder.
She is sleeping. I don't think she's wearing anything.
Give me my binoculars.
Did you see her come in?
Give me my binoculars.
She sure isn't moving.
I told you.
Give me my binoculars.
Okay. I can't see anything through those Mickey Mouse things anyway. I'm going to get Mom's.
I think my mom has some too.
Wait, he's got some kind of trunk. I bet he's gonna try to get rid of the body.
Mom, can I borrow your binoculars?
If you can find it, you can use it.
Mom, can I borrow yours?
Yeah, top shelf, left-hand corner, black case, plaid strap. Why?
We're playing with Chip.
Oh! So, how much did that cost you?
Rob.
How much?
They're doing a good deed.
Right, how much?
$2.50 an hour.
I could have gotten them for $1.50.
I'm getting quality time.
You're practically in the room with her. He's just packing the trunk. No, he's gonna hide her dead body in there.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Just because he puts a pair of shoes in the trunk doesn't mean he's gonna kill her and put her in the trunk. Jenny, people get murdered every day.
Right, there's a murder every 2.5 hours in this country.
Where do you get all your useless information?
If it's so useless, how come we're using it right now?
People do get murdered, but not in front of an open window in broad daylight where everybody can watch. Watch out, he's coming to the window.
I wonder what he would do to us if he knew we were watching.
Be careful. Wait, here's our chance.
For what?
To find out if she's really dead.
How?
He's leaving. All we have to do now is call that apartment. If she's alive, she'll get up to answer the phone. If she doesn't, we'll know she's been murdered, and we'll call the police. Brilliant!
Only Mom wouldn't let me call the police.
And how are we supposed to call her?
Oh, yeah, we need the number.
Wait a minute, you know what this is?
What?
It's like that movie with the guy, you know.
Brilliant.
No, your mom rented the cassette.
Good help, Jenny. What was it called?
Rear Window.
Oh.
See, what happens in the movie is this guy sees what looks like a murder through a window.
A rear window, right?
And to find out if he really saw a murder, he sent somebody over to get the name.
Off the doorbell. Then all we have to do is look up the name in the phone book.
Great.
Who's gonna go?
Me. I saw it first. I get to go.
I don't think we should let you go.
What do you mean, let me? It's my murder.
He is the least suspicious looking of us.
I don't think Mom would...
Jenna, can I see you outside, please? It's his game. Just let him go.
What do you mean, game?
Well, isn't it a game?
Is it?
Well, you don't really think there's a murder over there, do you?
I thought you did.
I was just kidding.
There is something going on over there.
Yeah, but a murder?
They do happen.
You don't really think.
Do you? Chip's gone.
What can I get the kids for dinner that's quick and all three of them will eat without an argument?
A chocolate fudge casserole.
She's still lying there.
I should get Chip.
He'll be okay.
I thought you thought this really was a murder.
Well, I didn't think so until I thought you thought so.
What do you think now?
What do you think?
That I should go get Chip.
Oh, no, Jenny, it's too late. The man just came back and he's got Chip.
What? Leave my brother alone. I see you. Don't you touch him.
I'll go get Mom.
No, Chip. Leave him alone. I see you. I'll call the police.
Mom, Kate's got Chip.
What? Who's got Chip?
The killer.
What killer?
Upstairs. I mean, across... Please, just come. Call the police. The man who killed the woman has Chip in his apartment.
I thought you guys were playing up there.
Well, we were, but then we saw a murder out the window when Chip went over to get the name on the doorbell.
You mean what he was saying was true?
We saw it. Guys.
Oh, it is Chip. Guys. He is there.
Let go of that little boy!
Okay, Kate.
Let go of my boy!
Mom, it's okay.
Hi, Mom.
Chip, are you all right?
I'm all right, Mom. He's a magician. Look.
Chip, come home.
And look what he showed me to do.
Come home, Chip.
And he showed me how to saw a lady in half. That's what the legs were.
Chip, come home.
Are you mad, Mom?
Come home now.
Mm.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Calm down.
I've got to kill him, otherwise he'll never learn.
You're right.
Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry. What words do I use? How many times have I told you never, ever go into a stranger's house?
10.
Good guess. A little on the low side, but a good guess.
20.
Chip.
Yes.
Go to your room. No, Chip, come back. Oh, Chip. Go to your room. Chip, come back here. Oh, Chip, what am I gonna do with you? Have you ever heard the story about the little boy who cried wolf?
Yeah, it's about a little boy who cried wolf.
A shepherd. The little shepherd went into the field one day and he got bored, so he cried wolf, and all the villagers came running.
Right, and when they saw there was no wolf, they got really mad and went home.
And the next week, he went into the field and he got bored again and he cried wolf again.
And all the villagers came, and when they saw there was no wolf there, they really got mad and went home again.
But the next time, there really was a wolf, and the little boy cried wolf, but nobody came. And the wolf ate the little boy. Now, that's why we don't lie on tables pretending to be stabbed. We don't throw things into a toilet. Because when we see a murder, no one is going to believe us.
Mom?
Yes, Chip?
Did you know your eyebrows don't match?
Go to your room, Chip. What was the worst thing you ever did as a kid? Come on, you must have done something.
I'm just trying to think of the worst thing. Okay, I'll give you three categories: fire, flood, and general mayhem.
Fire.
I put a match to my mother's kitchen curtains to see how long it would take to turn brown.
How long did it take?
1/10 of a second, then it turned bright red.
What did your mother do?
Sent me to my room.
Flood.
I had a burial at sea for my dead hamster in the toilet bowl.
What'd your mother do?
Sent me to my room.
Mayhem.
My brother wouldn't take me skating, so I sewed all of his socks together.
What'd your mother do?
Sent me to my room.
I guess sending you to your room didn't really work. You were kind of a repeat offender.
What was the worst thing you ever did?
My mother was knitting me a sweater I really hated, so I'd sneak down every night and unravel what she did.
What did she do?
Sent me to my room.
Sending kids to their rooms never works. Generations have proved that it has no impact. Why do we still do it?
Well, what are we supposed to do? Take away their credit cards?
Mom?
Go to your room.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.